Hi, this is Sean Sutter, news and feature writer for Search Health IT. Welcome back to another episode of the Hit Squad podcast series.
And I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
But today we are going to throw around some impressions we got at HIMSS 2017, the annual gathering of all the different health IT communities, from vendors to users to government to officials to payers. Everybody conceivable. That's what's interesting about this show, is that it's not focused on one segment, but really on the whole. Some people think it's a vendor show, but I think it's a lot more than that. And so it was an interesting HIMSS. And Kristen, can you talk a little bit about a couple of the things that most struck you from this HIMSS as opposed to the previous years?
Yeah, sure. You know, I feel like, and I think you agree that, you know, the kind of the lack of talk or focus on, you know, government mandated programs like meaningful use, which I think we all agree is pretty much dead. And, you know, MACRA, you know, is still very relevant. But personally, I heard a lot of health IT experts and CIOs talking about the more innovative technologies that they wanted planning to use. I even tried to talk to some people about interoperability and got some chuckles because people were like, wow, I haven't talked about interoperability in a while. It's kind of old. So it's just interesting. It seems like people are shifting their focus. So, yeah. What about you?
Well, I agree. The lack of, we talked about this before, the distinct lack of a big government controversy at this show. Part of it is we're in the middle of a changeover administration. And meaningful use is dead and has been. I think some people are still attesting to stage two or three this year, but that's just wrapping it up and advancing care information, I think, is the new name for it under MACRA. But anyway, we don't know how MACRA is going to work out yet. We don't know how fast it's going to go, whether the new HHS Secretary Tom Price is going to put a break on the implementation of MACRA, maybe fewer metrics to attest to, you know, because he was a small practice physician, and I think he kind of reflects the views of a lot of the AMA type physicians that really want fewer government programs and mandates and regulations. So that could happen. And so, but that said, as you said, the lack of a big government controversy gave some space to others. I mean, I did go to a quality payment program session that was really full. That's a MACRA program, but there was a lot of uncertainty at that session. I agree with that. The whole thing, they kind of made more HIMSS kind of more fun for me this time without that big government controversy. What's another takeaway from HIMSS for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of two prevalent topics that kept coming up for me at the conference was cloud and artificial intelligence. It just seems to me, just kind of speaking to CIOs at this conference, that you know their fear is kind of gone when it comes to the cloud. In fact, I think they've pretty much accepted that they have to move to the cloud. It's just going to happen. And you know, I talked to them, you know, what type of cloud are you guys comfortable with or thinking about moving towards? You know, just like public versus private versus hybrid, and everybody was just saying hybrid. I think they're kind of like dipping their toe in the water a little bit, doing that kind of compromise, using both, not going full one way or the other, just to see how it goes. So that was pretty interesting, just because I know we've covered cloud before, and I think in the past it's all been about, you know, fear of the cloud. So that was kind of a shift at this conference. And then in terms of artificial intelligence, I mean, I just covered a news story about how MD Anderson Cancer Center basically put on hold their IBM Watson Health project. And that had, you know, a lot of people speculating, you know, was this kind of saying something about the technology? Was this saying something about cognitive computing and artificial intelligence in healthcare? And I asked some, you know, people about whether they thought, you know, this was a step back for AI and healthcare, and people basically said no. You know, people are standing by the fact that healthcare is going to be adopting AI, and it's going to be useful in many areas, whether it's security or kind of automating those back office, duties that you have. It's going to range and be applicable in many areas. What about you?
Well, I agree about AI and the Watson thing. I mean, I think it's important to make a distinction, though, between cognitive computing, huge implementation of AI, versus AI systems that are tailored for specific diseases like spleen. I read about a new vendor that has some AI-based program for spleen disease, or for predictive analytics for predicting the mortality of patients coming into the ER, okay? Mm-hmm. So, as well as the back office function. So just using, you know, smarter systems that almost like the old expert systems that learn as they go, rather than Watson, it purports to be, you know, a repository of all the world's medical knowledge by using structured and unstructured data and clinical trials and public health surveillance data and data from different providers. And that's a massive undertaking, and I think AI scaled down is a little bit more practical now, you know. And one thing I will bring up that I thought, you may not agree with me totally on this, Kristen, is blockchain. Now, I thought blockchain did make a major appearance at HIMSS, but not in terms of vendors putting out commercial products, okay? There was a day-long mini-conference on blockchain. I mean, first time it's ever happened at HIMSS, well-attended. You had the four pillars of healthcare, of health IT. You had providers, payers, government officials, and vendors all, you know, saying blockchain or parts of it are here now. I mean, you had Aetna, the second biggest insurance company in the country, saying that they're working on blockchain right now. You had top vendors like IBM and Xerox. You had Geisinger, one of the most prestigious healthcare systems in the country, saying blockchain is real and will be real soon. And then you had ONC, the top ONC officials with their government. So yes, still in conceptual stage, but a lot of people working on it. And I actually think it's moving faster than people in healthcare had expected. Yesterday, in fact, not healthcare, but there was a big announcement of a consortium of like 30 banks are using the Ethereum project. Ethereum, a blockchain network, which is the biggest next to Bitcoin, actually using it now. So that was a surprising takeaway, but I heard someone say blockchain is the new normal. So
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one takeaway, but it wasn't really in the booths as much.
Yeah, I mean, like that was something that I going into the conference I wanted to look out for, just to gauge, you know, where blockchain was or is in healthcare. And I think for me, I'm just still a little bit skeptical. I did see some vendors on the exhibition floor, you know, with signs saying like, oh, we have a blockchain solution. And I talked to them and most of them were like, oh, we're announcing this at the show. So to me, that was like, okay, nobody's using this yet. So I think for me, just personally, once I see it really in action and it kind of working, and like, you know, I feel like whenever any kind of technology is released at first, there's always some kinks and then you have to work through it. So I think until then, I'm still a little bit skeptical.
Healthy to maintain skepticism for sure. So I just wanted to insert this comment in the Hit Squad proceedings that this was the first HIMSS that when you, Kristen Lee, navigated HIMSS with an Apple Watch.
Yes.
And now we're kind of twins because we both have Apple Watches with white straps, Series 2.
Yes.
And that there may be a requirement for future Hit Squad members.
I think there should be.
Now, did you count your steps at HIMSS? Or?
I did.
Yeah. What was your best day or biggest day?
Oh, I mean.
About how many steps?
Definitely over 10,000.
Yeah.
I would have to look it
Same
up.
Same with
though.
Me. I had 11. I've had bigger at other HIMSS.
Yeah.
I just felt like as big as the Orange County Convention Center was, it's more navigable than McCormick in Chicago.
Oh, I haven't been to that one, so.
Oh, it's even much more navigable than
the
Las
one
Vegas
in Las Vegas
one. Yeah, because that was split up in all different rooms and floors.
You
really had to.
I even ended up walking from the convention center back to my hotel just to get some fresh air. Because you're inside the whole day.
You are. And you're down in beautiful Orlando, and you're just inside here.
Yeah.
So,
but I actually have a funny story about, you know, my Apple Watch. So I had scheduled a demo with Samsung while I was there, and you know, just to see what was going on kind of in the mobile world. And they have a wearable watch that, you know, tracks whatever steps, heart rate, you name it. I think it's the Gear something.
Yep, Samsung
yeah.
Gear.
So anyway, I was interviewing the chief medical officer of Samsung about it, and he was telling me about, you know, the Gear. And then he, like, saw my Apple Watch, and he was like, oh,
yeah,
with that one, you have to have a phone with you with ours.
Yeah.
Like, we're soon not going to have, you know? And I was like, I'm sorry. And I felt like I was kind of in enemy territory.
Yeah, but Samsung Gear is a big competitor. Yeah, it's funny, like, when, you know, Rasu Shrestha, who we always talk to
yeah.
at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, he just switched to Samsung Gear. But I...
Oh, from what?
Well, he was on the Microsoft band, but Microsoft discontinued its band.
Oh.
Much to Rasu's chagrin, if you're
oh.
listening, Rasu. there's been a shakeout in the wearable market, you know.
Right.
And Apple, Samsung are still really strong, and a few others, but there's been a big, you know, obviously Fitbit, you know, has some smart watches.
Right.
As well as just trackers, but...
I do have to say, like, you know... We always write about wearables and how, oh, you know, if people know kind of, or can see their activities or lack of activity, it will really help them. And I have to say, now that I'm experiencing it, it really does help.
Yeah, it does. But you know, you're a motivated user. You know, you already were into fitness and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So as you and I both have observed, it's really interesting to see how far we can get you know, underserved populations to use.
True.
Wearables
yeah.
and especially chronically ill patients
yeah.
who need
yeah.
for whom perhaps 2,000 steps is a huge move.
Right.
If they're maybe they could be, you know, morbidly overweight, or maybe they can have diabetes type 2 and they can hardly really
right.
move around that
yeah.
much, and this
that's
is
a good
way
point.
To get them to gradually scale up their
yeah definitely that's a good point.
So
yeah.
One last takeaway from HIMSS, Kristen.
One last takeaway.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, I think, and you probably will mention this too, but in terms of all the technologies, it seems to all tie back to, like you've talked about so many times, population health and value-based care. And
yeah.
just one example for me is, you know, talking to CIOs about mobile, that is really a huge goal in terms of using that technology. So I think that was one other takeaway that I got.
Yeah,
from
mobile is great, but it's hard to make it as stable as
yeah.
as desktop versions, you know. And
right.
it's really, it's not that easy to make mobile versions of all the software, but it is happening.
Right.
Well, my last takeaway was, I talked about this a lot, was patient engagement. I thought really moved from being a niche thing that was tied to the old patient portals to kind of new programs for managing chronic illness and for technology that enables care coordination teams to work together
mm-hmm.
and to share information between themselves, the providers themselves, the clinicians, and with the patients and their families.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that made a big appearance at HIMSS.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you all for listening to this HIMSS episode of the Hit Squad podcast series.
It was a fun show at HIMSS.
It really was. See you next year there, and see you in the Hit Squad before then.